Next year, the University of Delaware will open to the public one of the largest private collections of African-American art in the nation. The donor is Paul Jones, a black man who has spent much of his life buying paintings, sculptures, and photographs. His collection contains important works by Romare Burden, Jacob Lawrence, and Charles White. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams visited the collector, Paul Jones, at his home in Atlanta and has this report.
Walking around Paul Jones's house in suburban Atlanta is like walking around a museum.
Over here is an interesting piece here, one that you might want to take a good look at. It's done by Selma Burke. Selma Burke is probably best known, while a good sculptor, for having done the head of Roosevelt that's on the dime. You can see he had good drafting skills.
And that's an original?
Yes, that is.
Paul Jones estimates his collection is now worth between $6 and $8 million. A tall, elegant 73-year-old with a charming intensity, Jones has pieces of art on every wall and every corner, and even stacked in his basement, abstracts, drawings, photos, watercolors, and sculptures. Jones is the son of an iron ore miner and a homemaker. The family lived in rural Alabama, just outside of Birmingham. The only art they had on their walls was a framed print of Jesus Christ looking to the heavens. A family trip to New York for the 1939 World's Fair led Jones's mother to decide to send their only son to New York City's public schools.
One of the beauties of being in school in New York at that time was that on occasions we'd have excursions into museums, Museum of Natural History, others, and I'd get a chance to observe people walking through and looking at things and talking in hushed, whispered tones, and sometimes they were just standing there 3, 4, 5 minutes gazing at something, and it hit me that there must be something to this.
Even after graduating from Howard University in 1949, Jones had little interest in art. The art class he took there focused on European masters. But any interest fell by the wayside as young Paul Jones went into the Peace Corps and spent time in Thailand. By the time of the 60s civil rights movement, he was working with the Federal Model Cities Program in Atlanta. An invitation from a friend to an art exhibit at Atlanta University prompted Jones to start his collection. He paid a few hundred dollars for some pieces, and he continued to buy art on a modest government paycheck.
One of the things Paul Jones did was not to follow the path of those who were working and say, hey, I want to get me a new car next year. And I would always buy me a used car, one that had depreciated over a year or two, save money and put it into art.
And as he bought art, Jones's career took a turn that can be seen in the photographs on his wall.
That's me here.
That's you, with President Nixon.
Nixon.
And there you are seated at the table.
I'm here.
With the president.
At the table, that's correct.
Do you remember what that meeting was about?
Yeah, these were people I brought in to take a prominent role in the campaign.
In 1972, Jones was in charge of reaching out to minority voters for the Nixon re-election campaign. Meanwhile, Jones was developing a focus for his ever-growing art collection.
I looked around at museums. They were not spending the funds they had each year for permanent acquisitions on artists of color, with a few exceptions. Major galleries, as I traveled and visited them, were not carrying them. After looking around at where the gaps were in the art world, I found that there was this art by black artists, not all of them being mature and the best, but so many of them were good, and they had very little outlet.
With the passage of time, what was once a small collection has now grown large.
Paul, how much do you think you actually spent on this collection that you now estimate in value at about $6 million?
I'd say that probably you put close to $2 million in it.
That means in an average year, over the last 35 years, government worker Paul Jones has found a way to invest about $55,000 every year in the art collection that now fills his home. A chance meeting with an art historian from the University of Delaware led Jones to lend a few pieces to the school for a successful show. That triumph prompted David Rozelle, the president of the University of Delaware, to make a trip to Atlanta to look at Jones's entire collection.
I had a paperback book that I had bought for the occasion, and it was called Great Black American Artists, or some such title. And I started through Paul's collection, and I looked at a painting and saw who did the painting, and looked in my book, and the person was there. And I went on to the next painting, and the same situation happened, and it happened painting after painting. So I thought, wow, this is really important.
I suspect it's the largest privately held collection of African-American art in the world.
Professor and artist Amalia Amaki was tapped to be curator of the collection.
It is very important to African-American artists now that they have work represented in the Paul R. Jones collection. Artists really respect this collection.
Jones is sensitive to concerns that his collection will not be based at a black college or university. But he says officials of those schools, operating on thin budgets, conceded they could not properly maintain and display the art. In his deal with Delaware, Jones has a promise that the school will collaborate with historically black colleges on exhibits, as well as begin faculty exchange programs with black colleges. President Rozelle says the collaboration has already started.
We're in a very nice cooperative relationship with Spelman College, and we're digitizing the collection, and we can teach art history courses that originate on either campus and have students enrolled at both campuses.
Jones sees the presence of his collection at a predominantly white school as key to producing a new appreciation of works by black artists and increasing the value of works by top black artists, pushing them to match the dollar amounts assigned to works by celebrated white artists.
And I said, when these guys go then to the Sotheby's and the Christie's of the world, their work ought to bring at that time the same worth as a comparable artist if the talent is similar.
For now, Paul Jones keeps his art treasure in his suburban home, awaiting the move to the University of Delaware when the entire collection will be publicly unveiled in late 2003. Until then, the elderly bachelor has a line he can offer to any beautiful woman.
I said, look, why don't you come over and see my etchings? And I literally mean etchings.
Juan Williams, NPR News, Atlanta.